It's Get Well Wednesday. Bottom of the hour, Get Well Wednesday. It's brought to you by Crest Pro Health HD. Crest Pro Health HD is a breakthrough two-step system that isolates key ingredients for outstanding oral care results. Upgrade from ordinary toothpaste to new Crest Pro Health HD. Our doctor today is Dr. Ken. Your name is Red Cross?
It is. It is Red Cross.
That's your family name?
That's my family name. Just proof that the good Lord has a sense of humor.
His name is Dr. Ken Red Cross, and he's founder of Red Cross Concierge, a personalized medical practice designed to enhance the patient-doctor relationship. What does that mean?
Well, it has given the patients what they deserve after all these years, time with the doctor and access to the doctor. So I'm always there whenever they need me.
You mean you're there with the patient and the doctor?
No, I am the doctor.
The doctor.
So I am there. Absolutely.
Okay.
So they are there with me.
Okay. It's flu season.
It is absolutely flu season. Mm. Absolutely. And whenever I talk about flu season, I think we all need to really liken it to that of the hurricane season, because during a hurricane, we all know what to do. We prepare and we stockpile, and that's exactly the way we should think about the flu.
Okay. What's the most common rumor around the flu shot?
Oh, gosh. It has to be the fact that I'm not taking that flu shot, Doc. That flu shot last year got me sick. And I'm here to tell everybody, look, the flu shot is already an inactivated, killed virus. And I only know one person that came back to life from the dead, and it wasn't a flu shot. So you do not have to worry about that at all.
Okay. But you just said it's a virus, and you get injected with the virus.
In order to build your immunity.
In order to build your immunity, why wouldn't it make you sick?
Well, because it's not the whole live virus. It's literally a killed virus, and we take a piece of the coat or the covering of the virus. And that's enough to kind of trick your body to say, you know, is this the virus or isn't it? But just in case it is, I'm going to make some antibodies against it to fight it. So it's almost a way to trick your body to get ready for really seeing the flu. So it definitely helps.
Okay. What's the earliest age for children to get a flu shot, Doc?
Actually, 6 months. 6 months of age is something that we should be thinking about. And us as adults should be thinking about it should we have little kids or older folks in our home as well. So it's something to really think about. But definitely 6 months of age and older, we need to really be thinking about the flu shot for them.
Now, I saw something for Tamiflu the other day, and they're saying for 2 weeks and older.
Well, Tamiflu is a totally different thing there. So Tamiflu is something that, once again, you have to come to the doctor and talk about, because kids can get that and some can't. So it's something to definitely come around as a team and figure out what's best for your child with Tamiflu. And it's also hard to figure out symptoms of the flu unless you actually swab the child and make sure that the diagnosis is in fact correct.
Okay, now what are the chances of catching the flu without the flu shot?
Well, the chances of catching the flu is really about 5 to 20%, depending on where we are in the U.S. You know, we're all in populated areas. I'm here in New York City. It's 10 degrees outside, so all of that increases the likelihood of us being exposed, which is why it's important to talk about some of the natural ways for us to stay healthy.
Okay, talk about it.
Well, one of the first things I always talk about is something that we have in our cabinets, good old chicken noodle soup. Just more proof that mom is always right. So I'd love to talk about that, because I don't know if mom understood that it's absolutely a medicine in essence. It's been shown to slow the movement and migration of white blood cells to those areas that can wreak havoc, such as to our chest when we start to get the cough, or to our nasal passages where we start to get that sneezing. So chicken noodle soup is the first thing I always talk about in my flu survival pack.
Okay. All right.
The second thing I love is a remedy called acylococcinum, or acylo for short, which is a homeopathic remedy that's been shown to decrease both the severity and the duration of illness when we start within the first 24 to 48 hours. And to your point, it's also good in kids 2 years of age and older, which is great for my twins here at home as well when they come down with something.
So, and that's the packaging that we see at Whole Foods a lot.
Exactly. It's at Whole Foods, it's at grocery stores. The good thing is easy to find. I also love it because you don't get side effects with it, because it's a natural homeopathic remedy. So it works perfectly for my practice, which is very holistic.
Okay. And symptoms of the flu?
Well, the symptoms,
early symptoms?
Yeah, the early symptoms that we should watch out for is a low-grade fever and body aches. That's what always clues me into the fact that we may be dealing with the flu and not a common cold. So make sure you get in and see us anytime you feel like you're coming down with those symptoms.
All right. He is Dr. Ken Red Cross, and Red Cross is his name. And he'll be around for the next hour to answer your questions at 646-464. It's flu season. Thanks, Doc.
Thank you so much. Everybody have a blessed day.
All right.
Stay well.
10 degrees in New York.
Wow.